from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Now Lance in, Cooper back to throw, deep ball left, Jalen Brooks at the 15-yard line. One-on-one coverage by Cameron McCutcheon, a rookie, and Jalen Brooks with a big play. And that's 43 yards and a first down.
And that's Cooper Rush to Jalen Brooks with the bomb that led to one of Brandon Aubrey's 4 field goals. But the Cowboys lose to the Rams yesterday afternoon on this radio station. Good morning, Metroplex. Everyone is back together again here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby.
I need to look it up. How much...
Is like this your Todd Archer battle, Brooks-Tolbert?
Todd was right. Tolbert's been better. But Brooks, on that 43-yard catch, how long do you think it was into the game before Lance hit 43 yards? Was it probably, was it the fourth?
We just spent the 6 o'clock hour talking about the poor kid and the accuracy.
It's a callback. You never heard of callbacks in radio,
no,
Sean?
No, it's a Dak back. That's what it is. It's you... With Dak from behind. Dak,
slow down.
You're supporting Dak's back by taking your shots at the other quarterbacks.
Hey, I don't need to. Trey Lance, what he's put out there on the field so far has done enough. So,
all right. So Jerry Jones in the pregame making national news. We know what happened last week. Bobby asked me in the commercial break, was I itching on Friday to talk about what Jerry did with CeeDee Lamb, the John Machota fallout and follow-up? I am itching to talk about that. But this is Jerry Jones on the Cowboys TV pregame show apologizing, backing it up just a bit.
I think I got in trouble a little the other day when I said, we're not urgent about CD. Well, no one appreciates CD being on the field any more than I do. But let me say this. He wouldn't be taking a snap out here today if he'd been here for a while. You've got to use your head when you expose key players. That gives the other younger players a chance to do it. We know exactly what CD can do, and he's worked out with Dak. And so we wouldn't have him out here. It has really not anything to do with his contract. We've got Dak won't be out here this afternoon. And so the bottom line is, no, there's not that urgency. Now, I understand completely the angst that's happening when you're anxious about and someone says anything about whether you're missed or not. Well, CD, you're missed, okay? But you're not missed out here competing, and it doesn't put any pressure anyplace on us.
All right, so that's the Jerry spin. Now, Chris J., a couple of other Tolos, Cowboy fans were not happy with John Machota. Who, of course, we know and love from The Athletic, saying the entire context of this story was not told. The entire quote before and after was not presented accurately. Jerry Jones was talking about CeeDee Lamb being signed before these preseason games, in which we have no urgency to do it for these games. Is that the way y'all discussed it? Is that the way you covered it? Is that the way you saw, read, and heard it?
When we talked about, was it Monday? Was that on this thing we talked about?
Friday.
Today's Monday.
Yeah, today's Monday. Friday is when we talked about.
Friday, we talked about.
It's been a long weekend.
Not even one day off. Five days.
Live drinking at Hurtado at the
beginning of the week. I thought it was the beginning of the week we talked about it. I said the same exact thing. I thought this was taken out of context, complete sensationalism.
Mm.
And Bobby disagreed. Bobby's like,
so you went back and heard it all?
Yeah. Originally, I was like, oh boy. And then we played the clip. I was like, all right, he's joking. He's doing Jerry, you know, let's make these.
Zeke who?
Yeah, he's doing Jerry. Let's have these media guys just over laugh at a billionaire. And that's what it was. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was completely taken out of context. The quote, like the separation of the I have no urgency. Okay, that was kind of taken out. To me, it was taken out of context. Doesn't mean that it wasn't something to talk about and that it wasn't important that it was said.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it meant as much as it was initially made to be.
You were tweeting about this plenty after Monday's show. Know, oh, Friday's show.
Because I know John's not going to do it. Like, John's not going to go up there and address all of these things. And so, but if there's an entire push from, you know, different people on Twitter and then on, you know, their various podcasting platforms to basically turn it into a hit piece of like John and the way that he does his job. Well, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to say something because I just know John's not going to do that for himself, but I'll say it because it's garbage. Like, John was not, there's nothing wrong with what John did. The entire context of the quote is the quote that John gave before that was worded in question form, and then Jerry said no. It was, do you have any urgency to get done? No. Why not? Because I went to high school. I went to college. Some weird explanation.
I was in Nobu.
And he goes, I don't have any urgency to get it done. Okay, well, those are the exact same quotes. And so there is no additional context there. I can give you all the Jerryisms in between, but the reality is he twice said, I don't have urgency, and they've told you for 16 months with the way they've negotiated, they don't have urgency. And so to turn it into some sort of, this is sensationalist journalism, because now you're worried CD's mad and he's going to go away and it's all John's fault because he shared the exact quote that Jerry gave. I just thought that was stupid.
I will be the ultimate decider here. All we're right. Splitting the room 1-1.
I know where you're going.
Let me just hear the, I have not heard the original audio. Pepe just pulled it up. So I'm going to judge it right here and now.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why you say that?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
Because it's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I was at Nobu 2 days ago.
I mean, I see both sides. I see what Choppy's talking about. I see why you would just come out with the quote like that. I wish Jerry would have reiterated. You asked me in the question about the preseason. So, no, I don't have any urgency to get this done by the time the preseason. It's a technicality.
Right. I don't think that they – I don't believe the Cowboys feel that if they wait until 3 days prior to the regular season to get this thing signed, that's going to have an impact on game one. I think he's going to play. I don't think they view it as having a major impact. It's not the first year in the offense for him. So I don't see. So from that standpoint, there is no urgency. He's not going to play anyway. I mean, the urgency would be, hey, you want to get him in camp. So, you know, he's under your conditioning programs constantly, if he isn't already.
We got into so many. Friday was so much linguistics and this word, or is this word in here, or is it not, and how does that change the tone of it?
Well, look, go ahead, sorry.
Just to me, the idea of the line about the preseason, for instance, I think it's, I don't think that changes it, because everybody who reacted said, oh, Jerry was talking about he doesn't have urgency in the preseason to get it done. Okay, well, if there's 5 minutes left in the third quarter of a game where you're trailing by...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
By three touchdowns. If I were to say, do you have urgency to score? I'm not talking about, do you have urgency to score over the course of the next 5 minutes only? Like, I'm asking you clearly about the entire context of the game, and I'm saying, at this point in time, Here's the marking of where we're at in the timeline is we are 5 minutes left in the third. But I'm clearly not just asking you about the third. I'm asking, do you have a sense of urgency to get it done because of where we are on the calendar?
Here's the bottom line. And like we normally have to do with a lot of Jerry speak, you got to cut the fat, right? Someone in PR or Jerry Jones himself said, you need to clarify it. Either the media is taking this out of context or you ticked off CeeDee Lamb. You need to clarify it. That's why he did it yesterday. And I don't think this is going to cause CeeDee Lamb to say, get me up out of here with the LOL. What does it really mean for Lamb? If they come out with a contract today that he wants to sign, I think he's going to sign it. And I still do believe that CeeDee Lamb will play against the Cleveland Browns in week one. That's just boiling it down, what I feel and believe today. Although I did ask as a follow-up when this was all happening late last week, when's the last big dog to request a trade out of here? Like, the Cowboys play this fine line, dangerous game where they're like, we know that you don't want to play anywhere else. We know that you can't put a logo on your helmet and have the same shine. They continue to flirt with this dangerous game. And I can't think of the last star who has said, get the star off my helmet. I'm fine. Get me out of here.
Publicly, like a public, this is what it is, either. And do it. I don't recall one of those. DeMarcus Lawrence did tell them, then trade me. You need to trade me then. If you guys aren't going to do this, trade me.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out. So that got to that point. That didn't ever get to a public, like they never took that outside of their negotiations. But D-Law said it in a very kind of flippant way. It wasn't like an official request, but it was said in a way during his negotiations of like, all right, fine. Then if you don't want to do it, find me somebody who will get me out of here. Trade me.
Because you do this in the NBA
all the time.
And
you're gone.
They're gone.
They will trade you.
Like, and you trade yourself.
Right.
They get me out of here, and this is where I want to go. Do it.
The players in the NBA, make no mistake about it, they are in charge. The teams are not in charge. The players are in charge. Yeah. And that's just not the case in the NFL at this moment.
I got what they call me on the Twitch sometimes, TMZ Sharif.
TM Sean.
As someone alerted me that Dak Prescott liked this post on social media late last week, a guy was explaining what happens when your environment doesn't recognize you. And old Rain Dakota dropped a little like there on Instagram. And this was before the CeeDee Lamb stuff. So for all of you calling me a fake wannabe psychologist, there you go. Tell me that the two do not go together. And we all feel this way. You feel this way at your work? Dak Prescott is like, this is BS. I don't have the money, and you haven't said yes yet. Go watch Trey Lance play and still hesitate to pay me what I'm owed. But liking the post of what happens when your environment does not recognize you.
I have no idea what the hell that meant. I asked Sarah, what the hell is this? What does this mean? I have no idea what that comment meant.
I mean, you want your bosses to value you. That's the way I read it.
That's how I
recognize.
Took it.
Okay. All right. I thought it was
if you're up for contract and it's like, hey, man, I do all this prep work. I show up to all the events. I come up here to the station on a Saturday. I record the extra stuff. I get this commercial and that commercial. Like, recognize it. Recognize it a little bit. I shouldn't have to, you know, pull teeth in order to get the money that I want in my extension. Yeah, That's the way I understand it.
I was like, what am I missing here?
That's why you just agree to 3% every single time. That's exactly what your problem is.
That's also why Chop had trouble being able to distinguish between the actual quote and what John Machota tweeted. It's because he needs more
I'm going to defend RJ on this a little
kidding.
Bit.
See, it's a blurb.
John would say, if I asked you a question, what day is it, and you said Wednesday... Or if I said, is today Wednesday, and you said yes, John would tweet, Jerry Jones says, quote, today is Wednesday. Well, no, he didn't say that. He said yes.
He said it a second time. Anyway.
In a joking manner, which you cannot take.
On this point, I think that it doesn't surprise me the least that Dak follows Success Minute, Zig Ziglar Daily, or whatever, you know, leadership.
Zig Ziglar's a good dude.
I'm saying whatever leadership quote Instagram pages there, doesn't surprise me the least he follows those pages and likes that sort of stuff.
Does it also not matter that Micah retweeted it? Of course it matters.
Given the backdrop of everything else, yeah, it's like, oh, okay, you can probably read a little more into it. But I think he's probably liking that post 2 years ago too, is the thing, is that's the way he is.
Yeah, because he was going through the same stuff 2 years ago.
Because they waited then.
Because they waited then. All right. Olympics or Rangers? I vote Olympics.
Oh, Olympics.
I mean, I'm fine with either. Olympics are great, and the Rangers are proving me right. So I love being right.
Pepe, how do you vote?
Let's do pedal to the metal.
Rangers? Yankees. Next, one of our final pedals to the metals with the, we don't have enough segments for it today. RJ Choppy is going to unleash with the end of the Olympics after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.